Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
My name is Andy, and this is the most magical podcast on earth. When I'm not on holiday at Walt Disney World, I'm planning a holiday to Disney. And when I'm not planning a holiday to Disney, I'm talking about Disney with other UK fans like me who make the trip to Orlando and the House of the Mouse. So whether you're a parks professional or a Florida first timer, this is the podcast for you. Each episode, I'll be chatting to other Disney superfans to share memories of their magical times, answering your Walt Disney World questions, getting you all the latest news from the parks, and finding out what's happening right now in Orlando. So get your ears on as we take you to the most magical place on earth. This is the most magical podcast on earth as part of the Secret Recordings Network, and it's the last one of the year. So thank you for joining me throughout 2025. My adventures on the six castles around the world, which I actually found out this week. I'm a member of the Six Castles Club. You could actually be a member of the Seven Castles Club. And I thought, oh, they haven't built that new one yet in Abu Dhabi. But that's not what they're talking about, because of course they rebuilt the one in Hong Kong. So if you built the if you visited the original one in Hong Kong, and then you visited since it's a new one, you'll actually be part of the Seven Castles Club. And there's no way of doing that if you hadn't been to Hong Kong in the old days. So, yeah, I'm a member of the Six out of Seven Castles Club, I suppose. But thank you for following along my adventures this year. As always, we can't do this podcast without you. And people always contact me and say, are you looking for guests? Are you still looking for guests? Always looking for guests. As long as people want to come on and talk about Walt Disney World and Disney parks, then this podcast will go on. The moment people go, do you know, I don't want to talk anymore. we're done talking about Disney World. Well, that's when the podcast comes to an end. So if you do want to come on and chat, do give me a shout at PodMagical on the socials. And I'm going to take this opportunity to thank all the guests this year, because without you, it wouldn't be possible. So a massive thank you for listening and joining me if you're one of our guests or asking questions. I've got one more question for the year. This is from Susan. We will be going to Walt Disney World over Christmas. It's a bit of a last-minute booking. Any ideas of where we can go on Christmas Day for a Christmas dinner? We won't have a park ticket, so we're thinking Disney Springs. Initially, Raglan Road came to mind. So I did a little bit of a research, and I thought, if you want an actual traditional, what we'd say British Christmas dinner, you know, turkey and the trimmings, Raglan Road is the only one. Because Christmas Day in America, it's not quite the same as it is in the UK, at Christmas puddings and crackers and stuff like that. It's very much hams. I think Thanksgiving's more of a thing for turkey. A lot of hotels and resorts will have special dinners and brunches Christmas Eve, Christmas Day. But you want a traditional Christmas dinner that we would have here in the UK, and you're going to be in Orlando and you're not in the parks, Raglan Road at Disney Springs, I suggest, is where you can go if you can get in. Obviously, you know, I don't want to say that you should have booked it months ago, but I don't know when you booked your trip. But have a nice Christmas. Enjoy being at Disney World for Christmas. One year, I might do that. Want to get in touch? Got any questions for the new year? You're going to Disney over Christmas, or in the new year, you want to be a podcast guest like Rachel, who we're going to speak to in just a moment. Do drop me a line. Follow us on the socials at PodMagical. She's just been running me through all her plans for a trip in a few weeks' time to Disneyland Paris in Christmas. She's got notes and everything. Welcome to the podcast, Rachel.
Hi.
You sound like a person who's very well organised when it comes to Disney trips.
I am the Disney planner.
Even your little book from Amazon with all your plans in it. So when do you go to Paris?
Go the day after Boxing Day.
Right, so will you be there for actual New Year?
No, we fly back the day of. So we'll land back in England and celebrate New Year back in England.
Okay, right. Yes, it was around the same time that I went last year. So let's talk about Disney World for the minute. In fact, well, let's talk about Disneyland Paris. Let's talk about Disney World. Let's talk about Disneyland. Because you've done three, haven't you? You've done three of the castles.
Yes, and we have a family wish list to go to all of them. So I went when I was 8 to Disneyland. And I did that with just my parents and my two older brothers. And I don't even think I had my front teeth back then.
So it's strange that the first one you went to was actually over in California. How did you end up over in California, into that side of America?
My dad had one of his best friends who used to live locally with emigrated over there. So we went over for his wedding and I was a bridesmaid. I think we did Golden Gate Bridge. We went all around California and then we travelled in the car and we went to LA. We did Universal Studios over there and then we did Disney.
Incredible. And what about Walt Disney World? When was the first time you went to Florida?
That was supposed to be 2020. But because of COVID, it got pushed to 2022. So my in-laws and my sister-in-law and her family and my husband, there was 10 of us. So we literally had a coach down to Gatwick Airport with all these thousands of suitcases. and we did 2 weeks in Disney. But with 10 of us, I actually came back feeling like I'd not seen Disney World.
Oh, no. Why? Because everybody wanted to do their own thing.
Yeah, well, we didn't really split up, but there was just a lot of waiting around in queues. And back then, we did have, what was it called? Was it Genie Plus?
Yeah, so after the free fast passes, then it was Genie Plus, isn't it? The dreaded Genie Plus.
Yeah, and so you were on your app constantly, and to get 10 people all on a ride at the same time, we just felt like we were marching from one side of the park to the other side of the park. Had my sister-in-law was a bit of a fussy eater, so trying to find somewhere to eat was always a nightmare. And the grandparents didn't want us all to split up. They wanted us all to stay together all the time. And they'd all done the parks before. There was only me and my two children. My husband had done the parks twice before. So it was our first time for us, the three of us, in Florida. But the rest of them had all done it before. So I kind of felt like my little two missed out. And they were the youngest of the bunch.
But did that mean that then you came home after that trip with a whole list of stuff you wanted to do, which made you want to book and go again?
Massively. So we came back and that same year we booked a last minute trip to Paris. And my children had got their little autograph books and we came back with no autographs in it.
Why did that happen? So you just came back with an empty pages?
Yeah, I think they changed it back then as well because of COVID. It was when all the queues started and you had to get like your fast pass to even go and see a character.
Yeah. You couldn't. Yeah, that was the old Lime Bertie thing, wasn't it? Or whatever it was called. You had to go on that thing. Yeah.
It was awful. It was awful. I think we did meet Pluto, but it was the one day that we'd not got the little autographs books with us. So it was just difficult.
Oh, no. So it's been disaster after disaster. So like the first time you went to Disneyland, you can't remember it. Then you went to Disney World, but you didn't get enough done. And then you went to Disneyland Paris and you didn't get your autographs. But you have been back to Disney World since. Did you get it right last time?
Absolutely. I purchased my planner from Amazon, and because it was for my big 40th birthday, there was absolutely nothing that we weren't going to do. We were very sneaky. We took the children out of school 3 days early before their half term break, and because of the way the bank holiday fell with Easter, we were shy of 3 weeks in Florida by about 2 days with the flights and everything. So we took off on the Wednesday and we landed that night, and then I haven't even mentioned this. I did run Disney while I was there.
All right, okay.
That was just another thing that I did. I'm quite a big runner, and I got a friend that had always done running, and she's done the Dopey challenges. She's been to California. She's done Paris. She's done everything, and it was my wish for my birthday to do the Run Disney. So we had a villa, and she came and stopped with us for the first few days of our holiday, just so we could do Run Disney. So our actual park ticket didn't start until the Friday. And this is a little tip, actually. I don't know if people know this, but when you get your 14-day ticket from England, you get, I think it is 16 or 17 days to use it. And that doesn't include going to water parks. So I literally planned it that we would have our off days would be our days at Blizzard Beach or at, I think it was, yeah, it was Blizzard Beach that was open. It was just the one that was open when we were there. So we stretched out our ticket.
Incredible. Did you know, when you booked it, did you know there was a Run Disney event? Did you purposely go around that time so you could do the run, the race?
Yeah, so the stars just seem to align because it's not often that they fall in line with a half-term holiday. And my friend, who is the big runner, doesn't actually have children, so she can go anytime to Disney. But I would never be allowed out of my house if my children weren't with me, if they knew I was getting on a plane to Disney. It's not going to happen. Trip to Disney for me, unfortunately. So it just happened that it all fell into place. So it was called the Springtime Surprise, and I did the 5K, the 10K, and then the 10-mile race.
Right. And was that easy to book? Because I know a lot of people say you've got to be on it at a certain time when the race is open. You've got to be online to book your place on it a few months before. How easy was that to book?
I work in an office, and four people had their computer all poised at the right moment.
Love
and
it.
My husband was in the office downstairs, at which point I like got up and ran as fast as I could down the stairs and gave him all the information he needed to book the tickets to get it done. The challenge runs out very quickly.
Yeah.
I think you still get a few random 5K or 10K while you were there. It was quite close to the date of flying, and there was still a few bibs flying around, but not for the challenge. The challenge does, it runs out very quickly because you get a medal for each race and then one medal at the end as well.
And what was it like doing racing, running through Disney parks and through Disney property? Was it completely different?
Oh, it was surreal. I remember we got there for the 5K. I'm running around really quite fast, thinking this is brilliant. And then I was like, why am I going fast? It's dark. It's 5 o'clock in the morning. All those lovely lanterns in Epcot were glowing. And it was silent. And there's just the atmosphere of a little bit of background music, because there's nobody in the parks cheering you on at this time. It's only the staff. And you get run around, and there'll be like little characters and things like that. And I just took a moment and stood next to the lake, and I was just like, this is amazing. And I just was running and thinking how lucky I am to be running around a Disney park in the dark.
And 5 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah. At 5 o'clock in the morning. And they're all themed. So I think the 5K was group themed. So as you're running around, there was like different characters from Guardians of the Galaxy. There was the music from Guardians of the Galaxy. And everyone's got the big Mickey hands. All the staff that are there have got all the big Mickey hands giving you high fives. And it's just, the atmosphere is just fantastic.
Did you find it took you a little bit longer than it normally would? Because did you like keep stopping to get pictures with characters and stuff like that?
So unfortunately, my friend who I was supposed to run with broke her ankle 6 weeks before we left. So it was touch and go as to whether she was going to do it. So the 5K, she started with me, and then I would go to stop at the first character meet and greet. And she's, because she's done it quite a few times, she'd just carry on walking. And then sometimes if the line was really long, she'd get to the next character meet and greet before I'd even got there. And then I'd go in the line and hop where she was, and then she'd carry on walking again. So she didn't actually stop for any characters on the 5K.
She just held your spot.
Just held my spot. And that was the theme, really. And when we did the 10-mile one, she couldn't stop for anything, because she knew if she didn't stick with the balloon ladies at the back, she was going to be in deep trouble. Lucky for us, we'd got quite a good time, so we started quite early on. You have different corrals starting at different times. And so she was able to get ahead of the game, because if you're a slow walker, they start you at the back anyway, so you're not in the way of all the runners. But there's lots of odd characters that you don't usually get to see around the parks. Like, I'm from Nottingham, and I got to have a picture with Robin Hood.
All right. Did you tell him where you were from?
I did, yes. And Ben, he's not usually out and about in Florida, but he was there as well. There was a big do not touch me sign because I think it's a bit wobbly. But yeah, there was Baymax. I'm trying to think who else we saw. Megara, because one of them was Hercules themed. That was great. The whole gospel band were out singing the songs from Hercules, which was just amazing as well when you were running past. That was really good. They had the band was out on doing all the MICKEYMOUSE, you know, all different points as you go around the parks. It's just such good fun.
Sounds brilliant. So like people, even people like me who are not runners, you could still do it and just walk it and then meet these characters and get involved.
Absolutely. You do have to walk at a pace. But yes, you could. There was every shape, every size, every age category. And even some service dogs with little Mickey ears on and things.
So what time did you have to be there to start the races? Because you said you were running at 5.
They closed the roads. And because we weren't stopping on Disney property and we were in a villa just outside, me and my friend, we stayed on British time. So when we landed, we tried to stay on British time so that we were, you know, that awful bit where you're really awake really early when you get to Disney. Yeah. It's like, can we get to the parks yet? And it's like, no, still too early.
No, it's but 3 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, so 3 o'clock in the morning, 4 o'clock time. I think we set our alarms for 2:30. We're out the villa by 3 so that we could be parked up by 4 because after that, the roads started to close. So, yeah, it was early. But the first, after the 5K, we did go to the parks. My friend bought a park hopper ticket off another friend. She was able to transfer it. So we started on the Friday and we went to Epcot in the morning and then we park hopped over to Magic Kingdom in the afternoon, just so my friend had got a couple of parks in.
Yeah.
Then by like 5 o'clock in the afternoon, we were dead on our feet. So we went back.
I was going to ask what the rest of the family were doing while you were running at like 5 o'clock in the morning. Did they meet you in the parks later on for park day or did they just stay back in the villa?
They stayed back in the villa and then we would go back and meet them and then have a shower, get up and go back out again. Saturday, we went to the Hollywood Studios. So we did the 10K on the Saturday morning and then we went back to the villa, got changed, and we had the Roundup Rodeo lunch booked for 1:30. So we just did Toy Story Land that day.
Yeah.
I think we got Mickey and Minnie's and then I was dead on my feet and I was like, I need water. It was swollen. I was like, I need to go home. I did give my children the option of staying longer with their dad in the park while me and my friend went back. But they said no, they were okay. And they went back to the villa to use the pool for the afternoon. So it was like we eased our way into it.
So how many people were with you on this trip? Because last time it was 10. Did you narrow it down this time?
Yeah, just the 4 of us, me, my husband and my 2 children. Okay. So I've got a son who would have been 12 and my daughter. Oh, she had a birthday, actually, just when we got back. So she was 11.
And did you have your birthday while you were actually in Disney World or did you go for your birthday?
I went for my birthday. Unfortunately, my birthday was in the May and the holidays didn't align for that. So it was an early birthday gift. But I did wear a birthday badge and said it was my
birthday.
Which we've done before when we flew on the day of my daughter's birthday, the first time we went, and she wanted to have the whole birthday in Disney thing. So she was only a day after and she wore the birthday.
Oh, that counts. That counts.
All the people make such a fuss, all the cast members. And I remember we were studying when this cast member saw that she'd got her badge on and he was so kind and he got the whole restaurant to sing happy birthday to her.
So you've been to Disney World a few times in Paris and Disneyland. So why do you love Disney Park? What is it that you love about particularly Disney World?
I think when you're there, you just forget life. It is the Disney bubble. I think next time when we go, I would like to stay on Disney property. It's definitely something I'd like to do. We didn't this time just because we were going for 3 weeks and I do love Disney property, but the rooms aren't huge. And I think if you're spending 3 weeks in a confined space, it could get a bit much. And obviously my friend come and stay with us as well. She only stayed for 4 nights and then she came back to England. So yeah, for me, I think it's being in that lovely Disney bubble. Not really sure which resort I'd like to stop in. That's something we did do on this trip. We had a day where we just went and visited all the resorts.
Loved doing that.
Got up in the morning and drove to Disney Springs. We caught the boat to get some béarnaise at the French Quarter. And then we caught the bus from there to Hollywood Studios. And then we jumped on the Skyliner and went to, is it Caribbean Beach?
Caribbean Beach and Riviera, yeah.
Then we went over to Pop Century. And then we jumped back on the Skyliner. We had the Mickey Kitchen Sink Sunday at, that's Yacht and Beach Club, I think.
Yes, yeah.
I think the pool was closed while we were there. It was having big refurbishment, so you couldn't go in, you couldn't see the pool. They've got all big diggers and things. But we kind of ate our way across the Skyliner. Every time we stopped at a resort, we got another snack. But our favourite Disney snack, and we'd all agree as a family, was the béarnaise.
Yeah, over at well, they do them in a few places, but it's French Quarter, isn't it, where you get the best ones with Baileys in them. You can get one with Baileys in it.
We had the chocolate dip, and it was like the powder was just everywhere. And if you cough too much, it just literally blows up in your face.
Back with Rachel in just a moment. Let me give you a news update. What's been going on in Walt Disney World as we wrap up the year? Well, something that's been happening over the last couple of weeks that we can look forward to next year, they've been filming a Hallmark Christmas film. I love those really cheesy, romantic Christmas films. You'll find them this time of year on Channel 5. Now, usually on Channel 5, they're the ones that were on the Hallmark Channel in America last year. Well, they've been filming a new Hallmark Christmas film in the parks in Disney World. Holiday Ever After, I think it's called. They're filming it now for Hallmark next year. Whether we'll get it in the UK on Channel 5 the year after, we'll have to wait and see. I'm sure there'll be a way of finding, but that's been filmed now. Also, we've got news that Blizzard Beach will be reopening next year on the 15th of February as they flip for refurbs and stuff like that. If you're going over to Hollywood Studios, you'll be able to see some of Taylor Swift's Eras costumes from the Eras Tour. Obviously, the Eras Tour and the documentary now showing on Disney Plus. Some of the costumes are at Hollywood Studios, where you can, where it's one man's dream. That's where they are. Rock and Roller Coaster with Aerosmith. They've announced the final day will be the 1st of March. From the 2nd of March, it's going to be closed for refurb. They have actually started doing some of those refurbs before Electric Mayhem and the Muppets take over. And Trader Sam's have extended their hours. Trader Sam's of the Polynesian is always difficult to get into. It opens usually mid-afternoon till midnight. Well, it's been noted it's going to start opening from 11 a.m. because there's nothing better than being at Disney World and having a cocktail at 11 a.m. Any news between now and the next podcast of the new year, follow us on the socials at Pod Magical. Rachel's with us on this episode of the podcast, back from an Easter trip and a 40th birthday. So out of all, you said you went resort hopping. Which one was your favourite? Which was your favourite resort?
Probably the Yacht and Beach Club. We did go to the Grand Floridian, but we didn't like the vibe so much. I never got a chance to take the family to the boardwalk, but during the runs that we did, I ran down the boardwalk and I thought that looked like a really nice one as well. I think I'd like to try that off the list.
Yeah.
I loved Art of Animation for its Disney-ness, and I liked the big sculptures, and I liked the reception with all the artwork on the wall. But again, I don't think I'd want to stay there for a long period, but I did like that it's on the Skyliner. However, my son wasn't a big fan of the height of the Skyliner. He kind of was clinging on to his life.
That's an obstacle you've got if you want to stay at Disney in one of those resorts then. But I think they've got the family suites, haven't they, over at Art of Animation with the pulled-down bed and the little kitchenette. So that might be one worth looking at. And what about attractions? What's your favourite attraction?
Oh, it's really difficult. Really, really difficult. So if I was in Hollywood Studios, it would be a fight between Mickey and Minnie's and Slinky Dog. At Magic Kingdom, I think Tron might have won us all over this time. It was our first time on Tron this time. And in Epcot, I love Guardians. Again, my son's not a big roller coaster fan. I don't even think we got him on it this time. We did the first time, and I think we put him off for life.
You've just got him for life. Right, okay. Maybe in a few years, he might be brave enough to go back on it.
Yeah.
What about favourite restaurants? Was there any places that you went particularly that were really good?
Love the Roundup Rodeo. Love the Roundup Rodeo. My son, in fact, enjoyed the brisket so much. I think we went back and just had brisket from there at the second time. He was just asking for seconds.
You went back twice. You went back twice to the same restaurant.
I think we did in the end, yeah. I think he plagued us, and by the end of it, we managed to get a last-minute cancellation and go there again.
All right, yeah, because you can just keep ordering as much as you want as well, can't you? So more brisket, keep bringing it.
Yeah. It was a little bit of magic at the end. I couldn't decide what dessert I wanted between the forky cupcake and something else. And the guy was like, I'll just bring you both out.
Yeah. Thank you. It'd be nice to just bring you a bit of everything. And did you just stay in Disney when you went, or did you venture out to Universal or SeaWorld or anywhere else, shopping malls or anything?
The first time we went, we did SeaWorld and we did Universal. My two aren't great with big roller coasters and rides. We do love a bit of Harry Potter. So when we went, we just predominantly did the Harry Potter. But this time we wanted to take it at a nice pace. And I'd got my planner. So we just did just Disney. But we did go to Disney Springs. Oh, that was another really great place. On Easter Sunday, we actually were flying back that day. But because of the times of the flights and everything, I booked us lunch at the boathouse. And it was our last day. And we all sat there and had a really, really nice, I think I had a burger. But they bought this really delicious hot honey bread out to starter. And we just sat there watching the boats go past us at Disney Springs, and it was our like lasting memory, and that was lovely. It was a really nice way to finish our holiday.
A lot of people really like the boat test. I've only been once, like years ago, and every time I go, oh, we must go back, but like I always have limited time. I never have enough time at Disney Springs. I need to go to Disney Springs and eat more.
We did polite pig at Disney Springs as well. That was another good place.
Yeah. Well, how did the brisket compare for your son? Because the brisket there as well, was it not as good?
It's the third radio round.
Okay.
We also did, what did we do? We did Ogre's Cantina. We got in there.
Yeah.
And we also did, I'm trying to think. Oh, we did a couple of character meet and greet ones because we hadn't managed to do that the first time round. We did Chef Mickey's, which was good fun. And we did Park Fair at the Grand Floridian. Which was also, they were nice. I think my children were on the cusp of, well, my son especially, on the cusp of just being a little bit too on the conscious side. My daughter took it all in. She's a big Disney princess.
She can chat along, yeah.
Yeah, he felt a little bit of the awkwardness. But yeah, we did mostly the breakfast because they work out a better price because we didn't have the dining plan. If you're gonna do it, it's best to do the breakfasts because you get a little bit more of the money.
That's it, and it's the same characters, isn't it? And you can eat just as much.
Absolutely. I'm a big Winnie the Pooh fan, so we did do the Crystal Palace on our Magic Kingdom day, and I love. Absolutely, always have Tigger and Piglet, and when Pooh Bear came over, I've got some cracking photographs.
And Eeyore, of course, don't forget Eeyore, who gives the biggest nubs, he gives the biggest squeezes. He does Eeyore.
He does. In fact, I've got a picture of me and my brothers with Eeyore back in the day when they just used to wander around, and it was when we went to California, and that was around Main Street area. And there's a picture of me and my two older brothers with Eeyore. And it's the only photograph that we ever got of my brother because he was awkward teenager stage.
He didn't want to be any pictures.
No, with a character. So it was nice to have the picture with my own children and Eeyore.
Yeah, yeah. So what other tips did you pick up along the way? Anything that you would do different next time?
Well, I know everybody talks about your little bit of, you get your, what do they say, Disney magic, when the cast members, like, do something special. What's it called? It's gone out of my head.
Pixie dusted.
So me and my family were pixie dusted so many times on this holiday, and we didn't ever ask for it, and we're just so chatty with the staff. And because my children love pin trading, we were always stopping cast members, and often the people at the blue under the blue umbrellas, they often had pins, and we'd run over, and like my two were so excited, and we were trying to collect all these locks, and we'd gone everywhere for it's the Chip and Dale locks, and we'd got Dale and we kept finding Dale, but we needed the Chip lock, and it was the last one to finish our set of locks that we'd managed. So this is a little bit of a tip: go on eBay and buy a bag of pins for like £50, because you just get loads of different odds and ends, and then you can save the ones you like, and then you're not bothered about them too much, so you can start swapping them in and out. And that's what we did. They're so expensive when you're there for like a pack. It's like $20 for a pack of four or five if you're there. So yeah, £50 off eBay, and you get all sorts of really old ones and some new ones. And then we went up and asked this lady, and she was like, I haven't got the chip lock. No, sorry. We're just going to get on Tiana's. And she was like, I tell you what, I'm going to go and get this lock. I've seen it. I know where it is. I know where the pin board is. You go and get on the ride. I'm going to give you a lightning lane. She gave us a lightning lane for the Tiana's Bayou. And then my children were just so excited. So we ran over and she said, come back here as soon as you've finished your ride. And everybody was packing away. It was like the last ride of the night for us. It was pitch black. So we came running back to them, and she had the final pin that we needed for the set. But these women were so pleased that they'd helped us out that they then went and gave us two golden tickets each for my children to go and start a new pin set. So the next day we were able to go into the shops, and we got these golden tickets that said one pin set each. So then we bought the Mickey ice cream ones, and so that was our new set for the rest of the holiday.
Brilliant. Yeah, magic can find you. You don't have to go looking for it. It can just come your way sometimes, can't it?
No. And like, I messed up the ice cream order, and my daughter came running up to me, and she was like, oh, Mum, did you not order me a so-and-so? And the queue was massive, and I was just walking away, and the lady behind the counter just went, this one's on Mickey, and passed her the all one. Right. Not ordered
the one that she actually wanted.
Yeah, so that was another lovely moment. And the staff said that it was really nice. He said the British people are always the nicest when they come and speak to them. And I think there was another time we were stood in the queue, and when I'd done the races, I always wore my medal that day around the park. And we were stood in the queue for, I think it was Slinky Dog. And it wasn't too long a queue, but it was really, really hot. I always find that park's like nuclear compared to any of the other parks. When you're in Toy Story Land, what it is, it just seems to penetrate off the floor. So we stood there and we were talking about the medals, and I was talking with the cast member, and he suddenly like looked to his left and let us through the little side gate and gave us the lightning lane so we could get on it quicker. Saying that our feet were aching, and we were just chatting and talking about them, and we were asking them about why they come to Disney. My daughter really wants to work at Disney, so she asked the cast members lots of really great questions. So I think they just enjoy people taking an interest in them as well.
Yeah, taking a general interest. Have you got a particular favourite memory, not just from the last trip, from any times that you've gone? Is there one standout magical memory?
My moment when I was running and I was on my own and I was just looking out over Epcot, that was a special moment. And also just the last park that we went to was Epcot, and I wanted to go to the Moana Way of the Water area in the dark when there was nobody else around, and we were the last people into there. And so me and my children, we were doing all the water, you know, where you hold your hands up and you run through. That was really special. And as we came walking out of Epcot at the end of the 3 weeks, I was crying. I didn't want to go home because I've just had an amazing holiday and just ticked off all those things that we didn't do. And I couldn't, we just had such a wonderful family time as a family unit as well. I think we've got very busy lives. My daughter's a gymnast. My husband owns his own business. We're running around. We're really, really busy. And I think that's, again, the reason that I love Disney, is because in that moment, in that time, nobody's checking their emails. Nobody's on social media. We're all present and we're all there. And we just have such a laugh and a joke as a family. And we talk about Disney all the time. We'll be on a long walk on a Sunday afternoon somewhere and Poppy will be like, can we just talk about our Disney trip and like to help the miles go by quicker?
Money well spent. Have you got any more trips planned? Well, obviously going to Paris for Christmas. What about going back to Walt Disney World?
Our next castle to tick off the list is going to be to go back to the one in California. And I actually listened to your pod and you said that you did that trip where You went into LA, didn't you? And you got to see the Disney Studios park.
I was supposed to, yeah. Adventures by Disney, I was supposed to do. And then it got cancelled because of the wildfires. But I will be doing that next year, yeah.
So taking on your tip, I've looked into that already. So I think that that is something, and potentially, I'm not sure we'll get to the one in Hawaii. We would like to try and tag it on.
Yeah, so, I mean, if you're going all the way to LA, it's just another flight. It's very expensive, though.
Isn't it? I know. So that's our next big holiday. That's what we're saving up for. We would like to go to California and tick that one off the list. And like the sound of what you were supposed to do.
We'll be doing, fingers crossed, next year. If I was to give you your perfect day in Walt Disney World, Rachel, how would you spend it? You can do what you want. No.
Oh,
within reason.
I think I would start with breakfast at the French Quarter, having my bayonnaise. and then for me, it would be... I think probably Magic Kingdom. I think I'd want to that walk down Main Street. Oh, that's another core memory for me. Main Street popcorn. We did the creation. You know, in the there's the cake shop as you first walk in, and at the back, you can make your own popcorn creation.
Yeah.
And that popcorn, it lasted. It like seemed to last for days. But I can smell it now. That popcorn creation, that was a lovely, great memory. So I'd definitely go in there, watch the parade. I do have to say, actually, that I've not seen the new nighttime parade at Walt Disney World, but that was my biggest pull to go back to Paris during Christmas time, because the Christmas parade in Paris in the dark is just amazing. The fairies are on Segways. And they like come spinning round, and the colours and the lights. And I think I do remember one of my memories from going that first time when I was 8 years old was the Electrical Mains Parade. I remember that. Yeah. And I remember Dragon coming down Main Street. And that is one of the things that I can remember from that trip. So I think I was probably reliving my youth a little bit. But yeah, definitely watch a parade. Tiana's Bayou Adventure, definitely get on Tron. And then I think I would probably park hop over to Epcot, have some food, a drink around the world, because I do like the fireworks at Epcot.
Yeah, they're your favourite ones.
Yeah, and I didn't miss out when I was talking about attractions. Soaring is another one that is a great ride. We do like Soaring. But I think that might have been the last ride that we got on at Epcot, actually, before we left.
And if you go back, they'll change it. They're changing it next year to Soaring Across America. So we've got that to look forward to when we go back.
Yeah, and my son's favourite ride, and it wasn't open, is Test Track. So that's another reason to have to go back.
Oh, you will have missed the new Test Track, which is also brilliant. So there you go. Loads of reasons to go back, Rachel. No excuse.
Absolutely. Oh, and Start saving. Big Thunder Mountain closed as well.
Of course, yeah. That's still down till next year, yeah.
So
many reasons. Yeah, the Paris one's the best one anyway, out of all of them, without a doubt.
That one is the best, yes.
Yeah, definitely the best. Well, lovely chatting to you. I'm glad you managed to get back and do what you wanted to do and get your autographs.
Yes, full book of autographs.
Full book of autographs, well done.
There's not many characters left, actually.
No.
Although I couldn't get autographs when I did my runs, I was able to get the more... unusual characters, but just the pictures. But I have got all those printed out. I think I met Duffy as well. Yes.
Oh, was he there at the run? Oh, he's coming back. He's coming back with force ears.
Yeah, he's rare, isn't he, in America?
He is, yeah, yeah. Although he's got the Jollywood Nights at the minute. So, yeah, he's on his way back. Rachel, lovely chatting to you.
Thank you. It's been great. My friend has put me onto your podcast quite late, but probably
you've got a lot to catch up with then.
Yeah, but I didn't know about your podcast, but now the Six Castles that you've done has just spurred us on as a family.
Oh right, oh dear.
We like your podcast in the car when we're traveling down the motorway, and everyone tunes in, and it's nice. And then we have a big discussion.
Excellent. Well, hello everybody in the car. Hope you enjoyed listening to your mum, Rachel. Have a magical day.
Thank you very much. Great to speak to you.
And a big thank you again to Rachel. We'll be back with a brand new podcast in the new year. We've got guests lined up for 2026. But of course, as I mentioned before, I can't do this podcast without you. So if you want to come on and chat Disney World, I'm your man. Just send me a message whenever it's ready and we'll start our time. At Pod Magical is where we are. Let's wrap up the podcast with stuff that's going on Christmas and New Year at Walt Disney World, in fact, into the new year as well. So from the 22nd of December, that's when everything flips at Magic Kingdom. So, you know, we've had the Christmas parties on select nights. Mickey's Very Merry that you've got to pay for. And there's the Christmas parade and there's the Christmas fireworks. Well, they become a regular thing from the 22nd of December. So in the afternoon, you'll actually get to see the Christmas parade right through to New Year without having to buy a ticket. It's just the regular parade over at Magic Kingdom, and some of the other Christmas stuff happens in there as well. It is crazy busy. So from now really until early January, it's going to be very busy. Don't forget, you can celebrate New Year's Eve at Magic Kingdom on New Year's Eve and on the day before, which is why I always say, go to Magic Kingdom on New Year's Eve Eve and then go to Epcot on New Year's Eve if you're going to be there for New Year celebrations. New Year's Eve at Epcot is brilliant. They set up DJ stages and silent discos throughout. It's not like an Epcot you've ever experienced before. It's really good if you're going to be there. If you want to be a bit classy, you can have a special New Year's Eve dinner at California Grill set menu, which will set you back about $350 if you want to see the New Year in there. Quick heads up into New Year, that first weekend of New Year from the 7th of January to the 10th of January. If you think it gets quiet in January, think again, because that's a big marathon weekend. That's really the biggest Run Disney event, is that first full weekend of the new year. So 7th to the 10th of January, expected to be crazy busy for the marathon weekend at Walt Disney World. And then, of course, you've got Festival of the Arts, which starts on, I think it's the 16th of January, which will be our next episode in the new year. We'll see you on the 16th of January. Just happens to be my birthday, so you know. Hit subscribe. We'll be back in the new year. Let me finish with the top tip. Top tip for this episode is about rider switch. People think rider switch is just for babies. You know, where you've got a baby, so you queue and then somebody will go on the ride, and then when you've done the ride, you'll just switch over and the other person will do the baby. It doesn't actually just have to be a baby. You can be with somebody who doesn't want to go on the attraction, but can't be left on their own. So if that's you, check out Rider Switch. It's not just for babies. There's your last top tip of the new year. Can I take this opportunity once again to thank you for listening and following on the socials? And if you've been a guest, thank you for that. However you're celebrating the holidays, may it be everything you expect. Warm wishes for the new year. We'll see you in 2026. Until then, please stand clear of the doors.